So I'm going to be talking about unstable elbow injuries, and this is a complex topic, I think. It certainly took me a while to feel like I finally figured out when I was a chief resident, but I'll try to hopefully give you some ideas that may clear things up for you, maybe shed some light. So firstly, elbow dislocations usually are split up into simple and complex. Simple dislocations are basically soft tissue injuries, right? No fractures, just a soft tissue injury dislocation, no bony involvement. And then a complex dislocation is when you have fractures, and they could be some type of ulna fracture, coronoid, radial head, all of the above. Terrible triad, you know, those are complex dislocations. And in general, simple dislocations, you try to close reduce. There's really no operative treatment for a stable reduction after close reduction of a simple dislocation. But you can have simple dislocations that will not stay reduced. And that's why it's important you recognize that very early and you pick up on the fact that this is an unstable elbow. Unstable simple elbow, but it still could be unstable. And then you have the complex dislocations. Hopefully these are readily identifiable. You pick up on fractures. Maybe you need, you know, additional imaging, CT scans to identify the true nature of the coronoid fracture or the radial head fracture. But you realize that it's a fracture dislocation. And the bottom line with those are you need to restore the bony restraints. And notice I didn't say necessarily have to fix everything, because as you know, sometimes the bony restraints are treated with the radial head replacement rather than fixation. But one way or the other, you address the bony injuries in addition to the ligament injuries, and that usually includes the lateral collateral ligament. So as I kind of hinted initially, you know, when you see these you know, in the ED and you're managing them, I mean, you certainly have to you know, get them reduced, assess the stability. You don't want them dislocating again, but you want to have some idea how stable they are and through what range of motion. And then you make a decision. Is this stable or is this we're going to consider unstable? When you get a reduction, whether it's a complex dislocation or simple dislocation, sometimes these patients are at risk for re-dislocating, even if you thought they were maybe stable. And assessing stability comes with experience, so it's something that you all potentially can you know, misjudge initially. Or maybe you have a really good exam, it seems like it's stable, but you'll be surprised. People sometimes show back up in the office dislocated, really bad situation. And why does it happen? Well, it happens because it was truly unstable and you didn't pick up on it, but it happens often in patients who can't communicate well, such as the obtunded ICU patient. So a trauma patient comes in, they have an unstable elbow dislocation. They're in the unit for a few days. Next thing you know, they're re-dislocated. And sometimes you don't find out for a while. They're sick in the ICU. The elbow's not your main concern. You're dealing with other stuff, and then you realize they're dislocated. So those patients, you got to think about it. You just sometimes got to repeat those x-rays while they're up there in the unit if you have a high index of suspicion. Obese patients, you can't splint them properly, right? So you got somebody with this, you know, big, heavy arm, you splint them. You know, maybe the elbow is not flexing and extending, but the bone is swimming around in there, right? So, you know, obese body, habitus, heavy arm, much more difficult to control. Potential for, you know, subluxating, dislocating, etc. So, high index of suspicion for those. Now, if you have to operatively manage these, those are going to include certainly many of the complex dislocations and some of the bad simple dislocations. As with many other injuries, if you have the opportunity to restore bony restraints, oftentimes that's all you need. So for instance, terrible triad, when you operatively manage these, you can fix or replace the radial head, fix the coronoid, fix the lateral collateral ligaments, and then oftentimes that's all you need. in some cases, you know, you can still consider a hinged external fixator. But oftentimes, those treatments will do it. Whereas, if you have an unstable, simple dislocation, just everything stripped off, extensor mechanism maybe even off. I mean, in these cases, you really have to strongly consider some type of rigid fixation. I mean, you know, bony restraints are easy to repair. Soft tissue restraints, as you know, you repair them. Sometimes you're a little bit off, or you know, the tissue is attenuated, or it stretches out. You know, you're always a little less certain about your fixation with soft tissue repairs like that. And oftentimes, these occur in patients who may be somewhat predisposed to being unstable. So, so the point is, when you are surgically managing an unstable, simple dislocation, I find myself using external fixators, hinged X fix, whatever, far more often, because you know, they're, you can't rely completely on your on a soft tissue repair for something that's grossly unstable. Couple tips about you know, coronoid fractures and radial heads. Now, keep in mind, not all coronoid fractures look like your typical sort of you know, tip of the coronoid types 1, 2, and 3. You can have you know, coronoid fractures that extend onto the medial side. You can have so-called sublime tubercle fracture of the anteromedial facet that can lead to more of a varus instability. You can have radial head fractures that also include the radial neck. Generally speaking, Mason type 2 radial head fractures we fix. If you have an unstable elbow injury, terrible triad, and you have a comminuted radial head fracture, you got to replace those. Whereas there is evidence that resection of radial heads for isolated radial head fractures can do fine, and there's certainly a lot of Scandinavian literature in particular suggesting that. When you have the unstable elbow, that is clearly too risky. The radial head is a secondary stabilizer, so you have to add the bony restraint back. So you're either fixing them or replacing them. As I kind of started off with, these type of injuries, you want to get them moving, you want to prevent stiffness, but above all, you want to make sure that you maintain congruity. So intraoperatively, it's really important to convince yourself that you're congruent, that you didn't overstuff with your radial head implant, that you are honest with yourself about you know, your intraoperative radiographic images, that you have, you know, truly congruent and stable elbow. You know, hinged external fixators, you just don't see quite as much anymore. I think they still have a role. I've certainly used them with some success. And, you know, static fixators are more common. You're more used to using them. So they can be used. And if you have somebody who's really unstable, you can, you know, even after you've repaired everything you can put them in a static fixator for a few weeks, and that hopefully will maintain a congruent reduction, and then you get it off and start them moving. And you know, if some patients get stiff and they need a release, you know, that can be done. I don't think you set yourself up for that, but it certainly is something that it seems like, you know, many of the elbow surgeons don't seem to mind finding themselves doing. So anyway, you know, I don't want to go over my time. I think these are some important tips you should know about unstable elbows. It is a complex topic, but I hope you find that helpful. Thanks.